Thank you for calling Archdop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Yes, my name is Maureen Van Dyke, V-A-N, capital D-Y-K-E.
And how can I assist you today?
I want to switch to Archtop Fiber. I have Spectrum right now. I got something in the mail that, talks about, you probably know, your Orange card for $69.99 a month, 1,000 Mbps with free install, local service, yeah, all that. I'd like to do that.
All right, no problem. I'll be more than happy to sign you up for service.
Okay.
Yes, we do have the 1 gig internet is $79.99, but when you sign up for auto pay using your checking or savings account and with paperless billing, you get it for the $69.99.
Great. I can do
all
that.
Right. All right, no problem. And what's your address?
I am located at 107 O'Neill Street. There's no apostrophe. It's capital O-N-E-I-L Street, apartment 8. It's actually Brigham Senior Housing, but nobody uses that for some reason. I don't know why. And it's in Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Just let me confirm if we do service that area. And you said it's on O'Neill Street, and you said apartment 8?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's
all right.
107 is the, it's so weird the way it's set up here. The building is 107. Like every building has a different number. It's weird.
That's fine. So yes, we do service
okay.
That location. And
good.
Is the location a home or business?
It's a home.
Okay. Yeah, so we do service it now, so we should be able to sign you up. And you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet for the $79.99. How big is your home?
I'm sorry, what?
How big is your home?
It's just a one bedroom apartment. I have two televisions, one in the living room and one in the bedroom.
Okay. And are you interested in getting any phone service?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
No problem. And just to confirm, the service address is 107 O'Neill Street, apartment 8, Kingston, New York, 12401. Am I correct?
Correct. Yeah, I'm all the way in the back of the complex. It's very confusing, and I'm sure if they've been here, they'll understand. Like, it's one complex, but there's a 101 with an apartment 8. There's a 105 with an apartment 8. There's, like, it's mass confusion.
Okay. And do you
whenever
own
people,
it
like,
or rent?
No, I rent. I rent. It's an apartment.
And what is the property owner's name?
It's Kingston Housing Authority.
Do you have their phone number?
Let me just look it up, okay?
Yeah, because we are going to need, we need them to authorize us to bring fiber on the complex, not specifically to your home, but on the complex itself.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I'll find their number. I know that I have it. I just need to go back. I'm a little slow with the app, so.
Take your time.
Okay. Let's see. There we go. Contact. I'm getting old. Kingston. All right. I'm getting there. I'm almost there. I can just get the phone number. Okay. It's area code 845-331-1955.
Okay. So 845-331-1955. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And the question, how are the current utility wires feeding your home? Is it through the air, under the ground? You're not sure.
I'm not sure. I know there's poles out there with wires, but there's also markings back here for gas. It's Central Hudson. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So is the billing address different than your service address for the 107 New Street?
It's the same.
Okay.
It's the same, yeah.
And could you spell your first name for me, please?
Sure. It's Maureen, M like in Mary, A U R like in red, E E N like in Nancy.
And the last name?
Van Dyke. It's V like in Victor, A N like in Nancy, capital D like dog, Y, K like kite, E.
Okay, so that's V as in Victor, A N, capital D, Y, K, E.
Correct.
What is the email address that you want to add on file?
Okay, the email address is R like in rabbit, E, N like in Nancy, E, and then my last name, Van Dyke, V A N D Y K E 120. I hate my email address. It's so long. I'm sorry. 120@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you for that. So that's R-E-N as in Nike, E, Van Dyke, 120@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay. And what's...
Did you say... I'm sorry. You said R-E-N, right? Like Nancy?
That is correct.
Okay.
And what is the phone number that you want to add on file, your primary phone number?
518-567-4861.
All right. So 518-567-4861.
Correct.
How may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Phone or text is better. I hardly ever look at my email.
That's completely okay. So I'm going to just read you some disclosures for the phone and text. So for the text message, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time throughout your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
And for the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop Fiber and its agents or vendors at the phone number provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Yes.
Okay. One moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, so just to go over the order, so you have a home location, you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, you're not interested in getting any Wi-Fi extender, no phone service. The service address is 107 O'Neill Street, Apartment A, Kingston, New York, 12401. You rent the property owner's name is Kingston Housing Authority, and the property owner phone number is 845-331-1955. You're not really sure about the current utility wires as to how they're feeding the home, and your billing address is not different from your service address, correct?
All of that's correct, yeah.
Okay, so as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do the credit check?
I'm sorry, what was the last piece? You said that if I don't do the credit check, then there's a deposit. Is that what you said?
Yeah, if you choose to opt out of the credit check, you'd be
Yes,
required.
no, that's fine. That's, I mean, my credit's fine.
Okay. Just give me one moment. Also, just to let you know, to do the credit check, I'm going to need your social security number. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Give me one moment, please.
Okay. All right.
I'm just laying out some information. You provide your primary phone number again to me, please?
It's 518-567-4861.
Okay, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the social security number.
Okay, it's 107-52-8793.
Okay, thank you for that information. Let me see. Okay, so no deposit is required. Everything is in good standing. And Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in autopay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Yes.
And are you using a checking and savings account or a credit and debit card?
Whatever. I can use my debit card. I have it in front of me, or I can go grab a check, whichever is better.
When you use a credit or debit card, instead of getting the $10 off, you only get $5 off. But if you use a checking or savings account,
okay.
You get the $10 off.
All right. I'll do my checking account. I just need to find where my, I mean, I know my account number off the top of my head, but the routing number, I don't know. So just give me 1 minute, okay?
Okay. Take
your time. There it is. I can't believe I actually have it right here. Okay.
You can go ahead whenever you're ready.
Okay, 1 second. I just got to open it up here. Okay. So do you need the name of the bank or just the routing number?
The routing number.
Okay. 221-971-086.
Okay, 221-971-086.
Yes.
Okay,
and
my
account
number?
060-115-8946.
And what's the name on the account?
My name, Maureen Van Dyke.
Okay, Maureen, Maureen, right?
Yes. VAN capital. I'm sorry, what?
And you said that it's a checking account?
Yes.
Okay. And do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
All right. Give me one moment.
Okay.
How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
I think I read about it online when there was an article. It was in my Google feed. So I signed up for to be notified when it came into the neighborhood. But then I got the card in the mail before I checked my email. So that
okay.
It was in a Google feed. And yeah.
And is there anything that the installer should be aware of on the property?
Not that I could think of. Now, do you need access to both rooms? The only reason I ask is my granddaughter is kind of my caretaker, and she doesn't really keep a room that neat, and I like her to clean it up before people come into the room.
Yeah, so we'll tell you, I don't think they do, but maybe they
yeah.
do need to, but when you have the dates and times, you would be able to prepare.
Okay. All right. It's also a good excuse for me to have her clean up the room more.
Yes, that's true. All right. So
I'd be like, well, they may need to get in there.
Okay. Just a few more things, and then we'll be set. So all I need to do is finish up your order, to set an installation date, and to go over a few disclosures and let you get back to your day. So I'm just going to read the disclosures to you. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. Do you currently have a current provider?
I do. I currently have Spectrum.
Okay. So just to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider.
Yeah.
All right.
Of course, yeah.
Also, the ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archdale Fiber is a property of Archdale Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archdale Fiber. Archdale Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also accept your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archdale Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of services as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, so let's set up a date and time. The earliest date that we have available is August 9th. Does that work for you?
I think it does. Let me just look real quick because they're always having me go to the doctor for some reason. Okay, August 9th looks good.
All right, so we have four times available, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. What works for you?
3 p.m.? I'm not a morning person at all.
That's definitely understandable. So let's set you up for 3 p.m. So August 9th, 2024, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Please confirm the appointment.
Okay, yes.
All right. So just to spell your name again, just to make sure we have it right, it's Maureen. Last name is B-A-N, capital D-Y-K-E.
Yes.
The email address is R-E-N as in Nancy, E-V-A-N-D-Y-K-E, 120@gmail.com.
Yes.
And the phone number is 518-567-4861.
Correct.
All right. All right, so now that your installation is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from Archdale Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archdale Fiber customer account, where you will have the ability to manage your account and pay your bills and review and accept the terms of services, okay?
Okay. Do I have to look at it right away? Is there anything I need to do, like acknowledge anything, or can I look at it at my leisure?
Yeah, at your leisure, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
I actually can do this online unless it's easy for you, because my daughter is probably interested in switching from her provider. And I was just wondering if you had service at her address, but I can look it up online.
But I can check for you right now, if that's okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's 104... Lake Road, and it's in Lake Katrine, New York, 12449.
Let me check.
Okay.
You said Lake Road?
Yes. It's actually near your offices, I think.
And
I just figured I could let her know.
No, not yet. At the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Do you plan on going there? Or?
Yes, because we do have the form so that we can notify you when we're in her area. I could fill that out for you if you'd like.
I already signed it up, I think. I think you know what I mean, online. I think I put her address in as well.
Okay. All right. No problem. Whenever we do come out to that area, she will get notified. We send out flyers and we'll have someone get out there and promote. Whenever she's ready, she can even call us and we'll help her sign her up. But is there anything else I can assist with?
No, thank you very much.
No problem, Maureen. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Arch Up Fiber, all right?
You're welcome. Thank you for your help.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.